Wow.
We're still here.
Guess what? We're still here.
That was Digital Love, Daft Punk, Short Circuit, Daft Punk. What an incredible album.
A couple
that,
of great songs on a great album.
That's an album. If you're ever going for a midnight bike ride.
Ooh. Mm, yeah.
I went for a midnight bike ride. Do you know the song Night Vision on that song?
Yes.
Or on that album?
Yeah.
It's like very slow and like...
Mm-hmm.
That hit like right as I was like hitting a downhill and it was... Just blissful. I like made it to the uphill, like doing the like during the energetic songs, and then Night Vision came on, and it's like, you know.
For those of you who like biking and like nighttime, would definitely recommend.
I don't recommend for your safety.
It's not very safe.
It's not safe at all.
Feels great, especially if you are in a safe neighborhood.
Yes. Yes. Don't be dumb.
Night driving,
which
too.
Also
great.
Probably
great.
Shouldn't listen to music if you're biking at night. That's also dangerous.
All right, well, just don't listen to us. We're not good role models.
PSA, don't night bike. But do, because it's great. Do you have anything to play?
I do, yeah, but I assume you have
should,
one as well.
Should we play? So first up, we'll do my song, and then that'll be followed up by your song.
All right, what's your
how
song?
How beautiful is that? I don't know how to pronounce it. Lezi Lezi Hana. Lezi Lezi Hama by Netsanet Meles. I played it before on the show. But I want to hear it again because it's groovy and I want to dance.
Wet dirt, push, pretend.
Welcome back.
Hi there.
That was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Great Stephen song. Wonder.
Stephen.
Oh, to be born with a name like Stephen Wonder.
I don't know if he was born like that.
Joining us now, Stephen Wonder.
Hey guys, I'm Stephen Wonder.
How'd you find your way in here?
I'm just wonderful like that.
Well, nice.
Thanks.
Next up, My Strange Addiction by Billie Eilish. This is the worst episode I've ever done.
I think it's great because I'm here.
No, Billy, I haven't done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scar.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know. Learn my lesson. Way too cool to be talking to you, but I don't know. Should have taken a break, not an Oxford comma. Take what I want when I want it. And I want you. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you strange addiction.
I'm really, really sorry. I think I was just relieved to see that Michael Scott got his confidence back.
Yeah, Michael, the movie's amazing.
It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Deadly fever, please don't ever break. Be my reliever, cause I don't self-medicate. And it burns like a gin and I like it. Put your lips on my skin and you might ignite it. Hurts, but I know how to hide it. Kinda like it. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you are my strange addiction. My glass, set myself on fire. Can't you tell I'm cracked? Can't you tell I'm wired? Tell me nothing lasts, like I don't know. You could kiss my ass, skin up on my model.
You should enter it in festivals
or carnivals.
Well, that's a pretty good reaction. It's pretty cool. Right?
My strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you are my strange addiction.
Did you like it? Did you like that?
Which part?
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please, please don't prove I'm right. Please, please, please don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, motherfucker. Please,
baby, just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Sorry about the rogue swear that was in the middle of that. I thought I put on the clean version, but evidently I did not. That was Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter, a song that I probably wouldn't play if Eli were in the stew.
But I'm the rogue here.
But Xavier's in here, so I get to have my pop dream, my pop dreams realized. That song is great. I just, can we be honest?
It's a great
that song is great.
It's a great song. Sabrina Carpenter is doing great things.
Eli's a hater.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm an Eli hater now.
Dude, like, you gotta respect the craft.
You have to. She's doing great. She's doing great things.
She's doing great things.
Seems like I might have to come up here every Monday now.
Kind of seems like Eli is gonna hit the road, Jack.
You're out, Eli.
Before that, we heard My Strange Addiction by Billie Eilish. Sick song. I haven't listened to that in a long time, and wow.
Great song. Give it up for Michael Skarn, too.
Give it up for Michael Skarn.
We actually have Michael Skarn
here
in the
show.
Studio.
Michael Skarn.
In addition, we also have a request.
Oh, really? By who?
Yeah. By my parents, actually.
They're still listening?
They're still listening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't lose them at Frankie.
They loved Frankie. They thought Frankie was a genius, and whoever was Frankie was a genius.
What song?
Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Oh my God, that song is so good.
Great song.
That's such a good song.
Thank you for that great request.
Yes. Excellent request. Excellent song. I guess we're going to hear it now, and I'm probably going to jam out a little bit.
Oh, me too.
She's not a girl who misses much. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun.
Happiness.
cigarette for breakfast, share an airplane ride for lunch, sitting in between a ghost and a walking bowl of punch. Can you play a little hunch, predicting a delay on landing? Well, I predict we'll have a drink. Lost my money on a first hand, got burned on a big fat king. And your ears just wanna ring, and your eyes just wanna close. Nothing changing, I suppose. It's too late to turn back. Caught down in a southern trust. Hey, look at the funny monkey. Put a silver in his cup. And your silver turns to rust. And your secondhand clothes. Trust no one, I suppose. It's too late to turn back.
Woo-wee.
Woo-wee.
Shout out to the Gen Xers out there.
Yeah, you guys are doing great.
Two great songs, though, right there. Happiness is a Warm Gun, followed by Portland by The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Are your parents Gen X?
I think so. They're like edge of boomer.
When were they born?
Early 60s.
When were they born? Do you not know?
61 and 62, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, they're boomers then.
Yeah.
My parents are too. There's no shame in it.
Yeah. When were your parents born, huh?
1964, actually.
Both.
And it's my mom's birthday. Oh. on July 27th.
Oh, happy birthday. A month from today. Happy birthday to Silas's mother.
I kind of feel like we have to play Gen X Cops now.
I mean, we walked ourselves into it. You're going to hear more Vampire Weekend because we love their new album.
Shout out the Beatles of the 21st century, Vampire Weekend. shout out to the boomers. And shout out to you, Xavier.
Wow. Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's been a wonder.
That was Crush by J. Paul. My mom wanted the audience to know that that they're Gen X and not boomers.
Mm. Doesn't Gen X start in 65? Sorry.
That's what everybody says.
Let me not.
That's what everybody says.
I don't need to make enemies today.
No, but Peter and Mary Conlin seem to think that, even though everything, when you look it up, says the boomers ended in 1964.
Yep. At the end of 1964.
Yeah. Through 1964, December 31st.
Once again, not looking to make enemies here.
Despite every source and person in the world saying that, they think that they're the experts.
You know what? It's really about how you feel inside.
They identify
exactly.
as Gen X.
We're
which,
not here
to break
anyone
it to your parents. That's not much better.
Some would argue worse.
Some people may say Gen X are the new boomers. No, actually, millennials are the new boomers.
Yeah,
my mom
really
is texting
are.
Me right now. What is she saying? Darn Eli. Does she think that you're Eli? This is
this
Xavier,
is Xavier,
mom.
Yeah.
Eli is not here.
Send my
or
regards.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding a joke. Eli is in Mexico City right now, which is fun. Eating tacos. He sent me a picture and they looked incredible.
Jealous.
Yeah.
We haven't eaten dinner.
We haven't eaten since breakfast. Let's be clear.
No. Anyway.
So next up we're gonna hear Third in Broadway by Brazzaville. Yeah. Nothing else to say.
Thank you. lack of attention, I think I'm just uninvolved. They're like Olympians, doing acrobatics. Are you brave enough to pull this off? I watch my friends play dice in a hook to split the bill in the beer. No, never learned how to up my game. I wasn't kidding, I would need to be led. If you just hold my head heavy on the way back home, I'm telling you when I'm full grown. I'm telling you when I'm full grown. Commitment, nah, I think you're just not my type. Here every obstacle, it feels like we've done this, but maybe this time we'll get it right. I watch my friends play tennis with their hearts and in our dominant hand. And I never learned the rules, but you snow. I'm thinking this is part of your plan. If you just hold my head heavy on the way.
That conversation going. that was oh, I forgot to put it into the
that was Beta Male by you. Ripe. A couple of my suggestions there, just taking full credit for that. No, but let me know if you want to hear more of this music, because I'm thinking about having a show at Tufts as well.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'll have to make the commute. I'm living in Vermont right now, but
yes. And moving to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
So, what's the plan there?
Logistics.
Supply chain stuff. Yeah. Like, I'll just, like, figure it out.
Gulfstream is crazy.
That'd be hilarious. I wonder what the furthest someone commutes to do a show is. I'm actually genuinely curious about that.
Probably not very far. It's an hour, so it's like...
Probably not. You know. And it's probably someone where the station is picked up, because it would make no sense if you lived in New Hampshire to come in and do a show, because it wouldn't be picked up by any of your friends.
Unless it's your passion.
Unless it's your passion.
And we respect that.
Yeah. My guess is Woburn is the furthest that somebody has a show.
My guess is Hamilton, because that's a place.
Is it a place?
It is a place.
I know it's a place somewhere, but...
It's a place around here.
Not that, like, close?
All right,
is it like
by
a Boston
next
suburb?
Segment,
I've never heard of it.
By the next segment, I will have found
Hamilton,
out where Hamilton
Massachusetts.
Is.
I mean, I'm sure it exists.
If anyone wants to call in and let us know where Hamilton, Massachusetts is, please do. Next up, we
have... Cabinet Battle 1 by Lin-Manuel Miranda. No, those last couple songs made me want to hear a song by Goose, which is not a band I listen to really ever, but it plays at the restaurant sometimes because we listen to jam band music. And Goose is kind of groovy. Goose is groovy. Grooves.
No.
Stumble every time you do it. Ain't never gonna get used to it. Hanging on a garden rose. Something the way that my love grows. Oh Lord, I didn't see it coming. Arcadia's got me running. Just trying not to lose my breath. Cause hell, I'm gonna take that step.
And though my pride is gone way down the line, well, I'm just fine. Yeah.
bottom of the spine. I'm just
good. I'm so sorry if you were calling and I messed up and dropped your call. I really was trying to figure it out.